Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It was the Friday before Christmas. Here we are, my friends. The tyrants were stirring. Even Janet Napolitano, Janet Reno. We are live, ladies and gentlemen. Here we are, Friday, the 23rd day of December 2011. And we have just continued ongoing reports of the big mega banks basically gang raping this country's financial future as they also suck Europe dry. We have a truly disgusting group of reports here at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that need to be seen by millions. TSA responsible for over 9,000 unannounced checkpoints last year. And Paul Watson has links to reports and photos of them with machine guns. You pull up, and there's TSA-run Viper teams, and they've got machine guns and dogs barking at little kids, and they drag you out of your car. I mean, you want to live in North Korea? Baby, this is it. Borders wide open. Wow. And here's the other headline. Congress to fund massive expansion of TSA checkpoints. They're coming to a town near you. And I've seen the video of these around the country. You pull up, they got local cops under them, just shaking with hate of the public, just shaking. And they got their little in Tennessee little Marine Corps hats on, the state police. I mean, yeah. You work for criminal megabanks that ship drugs in and kidnap little kids and run white slavery worldwide on record and are imploding this country and shipping guns into Mexico. And they've got dumbed down, psychically obese morons posing as federal officers, sticking their hands down people's pants everywhere. And when you don't like the TSA grabbing your genitals or sticking their hands down your baby's diaper and fondling them or robbing your bags or hitting on your wife, I got some new horrors today where they take chocolate cakes out of people's bags and eat them and then laugh about it. I mean, it's reached la-la land levels. And yesterday, I had another police officer who was in major magazines on TV, admittedly the second person to respond to the Oklahoma City bombing, Mr. Browning, Don Browning, and he's sitting there talking about in the police headquarters a week after it, FBI agents walking up and saying, "We'll kill you and your wife if you investigate what we're doing." And he's told over the years, national news this. You know why? One reason this film got made is one of the camera guys in Oklahoma, because national media will hire the local videographer, had been there on the History Channel, Discovery Channel, ABC News pieces, seeing all these witnesses say this and it never being put on national news. I mean, that's how criminal this government is. And they didn't just threaten cops. They killed some of them. And the local police all stood down. You pull up, they've killed the cop and tortured him on federal property so they can take control of the investigation, and they don't even try to send police to look into it. All this stuff about how the government loves the troops and loves the police, and let me tell you something, you are dirt to the criminals that run this system, and remember that. All the pageantry in Houston a few years ago, they shut down major highways and had thousands of police from all over the state there for a police dog that got shot. That's all to make you think they care about you. That's all to make you think the gang you're a member of is going to be there for you. It's the opposite. They'll murder you with pleasure and then murder your wife if you don't like it. Okay? That's who runs this country. Total evil. Stay with us. Money.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Friends, we are going to be here live for the next 3 hours. It is December 23rd, 2011 on this Friday edition. And we have defense civil servant, Navy veteran who works in classified areas of the Department of Defense, who has been pointing out to us sensitive but public documents that are on the federal government's bid process website with the whole Homeland Security seal on it. And he'll be joining us coming up in about an hour and a half here on the radio broadcast to help go through these documents and decipher them dealing with the FEMA camps. Now, since he pointed out these documents to us within about an hour and a half of us linking to them 2 days ago, back on Wednesday evening, it was removed. And they put a cryptic message up there about this could be classified. Now, it was marked sensitive, but it's a public purchase. And so what government's done is it's tried to make more and more stuff classified. In fact, I've seen reports that millions of news articles have been classified by the CIA. That means in their clandestine research laboratories and analysis laboratories, They don't want other members of the agencies even reading the news. So this is an attempt to basically have the national security state swallow up society, and then we're basically all insecure because those that, quote, are guarding everything just decide to take over the society. It's the same story we've seen in civilization over and over and over again in the 6,000 years of recorded history. Okay, I do want to get to your phone calls a little bit earlier in this hour than I usually do, but I want listeners to have your point, to have your question ready. I'm going to attempt this again, and I've never achieved it, but I've gotten close. 1 minute each caller, 15-second response. I want to give you a chance, because I love hearing from you, to bring up news issues, things we haven't covered, questions, comments, you name it. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. You can go ahead and load the phones up right now on any issue that you wish to discuss or any of the issues that I am about to go over here today. But here's an interesting article that I meant to get to yesterday, so I'm going to cover it now out of the gates before I get into all the top stories. EU carbon tax. Court upholds carbon trade plan for aviation. And it goes on to say Europe is adopting this massive surcharge that is to be added to all people flying in or out of Europe. This affects Asia. This affects North America. And will basically force the adoption here because these are international airlines, many of them based or part of their system based in the United States. So it's the mega corporations just going along with it, taxing carbon dioxide that plants breathe. And so there you have it. And the Financial Times of London has a report here. China warns EU of carbon tax trade war. China has warned the European Union to abandon its controversial carbon tax on airlines or risk provoking a global trade war. Adding weight to the warning, an industry insider told the Financial Times that the Chinese government was seriously considering measures to hit back at the EU if it insists on charging international airlines. That means you come in there, you pay them for their carbon emissions. Remember, China will not implement this. We implement, we're shutting down. I mean, as if we can't compete with the slave labor on top of it or dumping toxic waste right in the rivers, and then we have more and more regulations here. They have no workers' comp, no Social Security, nothing. I mean, Mao Zedong set that up with the globalist. Back in the 60s, they made deals in the late 40s, but the deals became codified in the 60s and 70s. This is all going on, and China says we're just going to be exempt from that. Adding weight to the warning, an industry insider told the Financial Times that the Chinese government was seriously considering measures to hit back at the EU if it insists on charging international airlines for their carbon emissions. In a case initiated by U.S. airlines, the European Court of Justice ruled Wednesday that the EU's carbon emission trading scheme did not infringe on the sovereignty of other nations and that it was compatible with international law. It's a tariff, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, where are they paid? To the big mega banks, the big six. It was Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Al Gore, Bill Clinton, and Ken Lay on record, who created the carbon tax scheme in meetings in 1995. There's no end to what these crooks demand. Okay, continuing here. Before I go to the calls, though, I've got to tell a story about asking my wife. I said, listen, we don't really have any cash. We've got some gold and silver. You need to get out of our savings some cash. But it wasn't even above the $10,000 amount. And the banks were calling me frantically yesterday. They balked at giving her money. And before she's pulled out even just a few thousand, and they've acted all freak out. And I'm trying to use a local bank, that's 100% in Texas. And, look, all of America is a giant prison now. I told the story where I went into the YMCA in a rural area where I live outside Austin, and I walk up and there's nobody around, and I get a tour and I say, okay, well, I want to go ahead and sign up for a family. And they said, well, you ought to wait, being quote nice, to after Christmas, because you'll get a discount. no sign-up fee. And I said, okay. I said, well, can I go ahead and just pay to work out today? And they said, oh, there's a free trial. Just give us your driver's license. So I went out to the car, got my driver's license. I'm going to work out with it. And I came back in, and she looks at it, and she says, this is in Austin. Do you live here? And I said, yeah, Austin's like city limits 5 miles away. You haven't changed this yet. That's illegal. I was going, well, what are you worried about it for? I mean, I'm just here to lift weights, man. This isn't a stinking airport. I mean, look, they take petty people and they get off on this minder deal. And I've seen it again when they're literally carting 75, 80-year-old women buying beer or old men buying a bottle of wine at the grocery store. And I'll watch some zit-faced 17-year-old interrogate some person walking with a cane. And I just start shooting my mouth off. And they go, it's our policy to card everyone buying pipe tobacco or beer or wine. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you have to be mindless. You're not allowed to make your own determination. Oh, you look a little young. Let me see your card. It's totally sick. It's totally sick. I mean, this is the opposite of what freedom is. And so I'm on the phone. Might as well just tell the story now. It starts ringing yesterday at about 1:30. And calls at home and emails I later learned. And, oh my gosh, you know, you're and so my wife comes in and she's got some checks to deposit. And it's our private checking account. And she wants to get some cash out, as we've been telling everybody that they should do, and all our experts agree. Because cash we pulled out a year ago, you know, we spent on odds and ends and things. We're getting some more cash. And it's not even up to the level that they're supposed to, you know, quote, report you to financial crimes enforcement, who doesn't know where the $1.2 billion Corzine money went. Of course, they know exactly where it went. It went to JPMorgan Chase in London on record, but they don't know where it is. It's all completely tracked in Lifetime, but they don't know. And Corzine's been caught lying to Congress, but so what? He's not going to get in trouble. And so all of this is going on. You know, Wachovia, Wells Fargo, launder, $376 billion in 2 years. Don't get in trouble. Government didn't know. You know, running the aircraft that fly the cocaine. That all comes out. AP, Reuters. Nobody gets in trouble. Bloomberg as well. But here we are. You know, a couple thousand dollars out of the bank. A few thousand dollars out of the bank. And she goes up and the woman starts lecturing her about new rules in the new year about depositing and endorsing checks. And so my wife's sitting there, and she says, well, I've been here quite a few times, never been told this, but okay. And then the woman acts all nervous and kind of freaks out. They have to get permission and want to see all this ID when she gets some cash out. And so my wife goes through that and leaves, and they're calling up, sir, we forgot to ask your wife's occupation. We forgot to ask, you know, who she is and all this other stuff. She got cash out. We've got to give it to the federal government for this report on you. So I call them up this morning, and the guy's all, the money, we need to know about that. And I'm like, well, it's a private checking account. You know, we put money out of our business account into there, and they're just, we've got to ask this. It's just the federal requirement. And I'm like, yeah, I know, it's Big Brother. And they're like, no, we're not spying on you, sir. No, we're familiar with your radio show. We know what you talk about, but that isn't, we're not spying. See, they're not spying when they are asking you questions and filling out reports on you. No, guilty until proven innocent. No Fourth Amendment. No. You know, the news 10 years ago when they put this through, they called it Big Brother, total takeover, Soviet-style control, but now it's not. Kind of like the TSA says, listen, we're going to go in your pants, but it's not groping, like strip searching all the old ladies. They said, we don't strip search. We call it a search. We just call it a security check. We're not strip searching. Yes, we take your clothes off, but it's not a strip search. And we're going to fill out a suspicious crime report on you, but it's not spying. And you know what? The government's going to put fluoride in the water that gives you a 7-fold increase in bone cancer on record, but it's not poison, and it's not forced medicating. And we're going to raid Amish. Now every day I'm getting reports with SWAT teams for selling milk to their neighbors, which isn't even illegal. But that's not a police state. And you know what? The government's going to ship guns into Mexico and cocaine back in and get caught.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschommel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down
when the man comes around.
When the man comes around.
Well, let me expand on this. All over the United States,
the hairs on your arm will stand up.
But in Texas, we've gotten really famous for this on national news because they love to always make local police look bad so the feds, who are even worse on average, can come in and take over. with their federal takeovers of your towns and cities. But they'll show police chiefs and judges going, that's right, if we pull you over and you have even $500 in your wallet or purse, we're taking it as contraband. Under asset forfeiture seizure, no drugs or crimes needed. That's what the regs say. And they just, Anderson Cooper puts it on news, Mr. CIA, who tells you how great it is that our troops grow the opium in Afghanistan. And I by no means am defending the local police. And I, again, I've been pulled over in some of these small towns in East Texas and places where the cops have giant swastikas on their arms. I mean, you're like, what on earth is going on here? But the issue is, yes, as I told you last week, I was pulled over once as a teenager with a guy with a swastika on his forearm and a swastika on his arm, on the side of his arm. He was wearing short sleeves. I mean, can you imagine being a minority pulled over by that guy? The point is, it's wild open season. But even the state police before, it was a famous case where an old woman had like $3,000 in her purse, and they just took it. What's this in your purse? Well, when I travel, Sonny, I carry enough money to fix my car, do whatever. I'm going to visit family in Kansas. And they said, no, you're not. We're taking the money. And so you go to your bank account. I mean, what if I would have wanted all the money out of my bank account? You know, they never have a question, though, when you're depositing it, though. But you want some of it out. And all of this is about teaching you that you're a criminal. All of this is about teaching you to be spied on. And I try to explain it to the bank manager I was talking to this morning as I was haranguing the poor person. And he was saying, well, I'm just doing my job. Don't be paranoid. We're not spying on you. Oh, you're not spying on me. No, you just fill out financial crimes enforcement reports on me. Well, you know, don't be afraid, sir. I'm not afraid of that. I'm afraid of what it means that you accept this like it's no big deal and the rest of society does. Well, I'm just doing my job. Yeah, I heard that before. And I'm like, don't you understand Corzine is allowed to run off with billions? Yeah, I know about that. Did you hear about Wachovia and Wells Fargo laundering hundreds of billions? Yeah, I heard about that. Oh, but a guy wanting to, you know, thousands of dollars out of the bank, that's evil. And again, I understand that's just a minion at a bank. I get it. But when you walk up to any, under Patriot Act compliance, any hotel, any rental car, any place, period now, you see the people on the power trip in their little suits, and they start asking, where are you going? Oh, I'm here to visit my cousin, or I'm here for business. Oh, what business is that? And they're a script. And I go, hey, I understand this is Patriot Act, and they tell you you're a little secret agent now, and you have little seminars. They're like, oh, really, you do? You know, one woman's going, you're right, and I know where you really live. This isn't really your address on your driver's license, is it? No, I moved. That's right, you live here. And I'm like, oh, you're on a power trip. And I go, the mega banks you love so much are going to suck you dry. You like the fact you're not doing as well as you were doing just 5 years ago because we're really a depression? You're going to be destroyed by the little petty system you like. Now, sir, I'm just trying to do my job. Yeah, you are just doing your job, aren't you? Just like that state police guy pulls me over, starts wanting to search my car, and I'm like, I don't run narcotics like your criminal bosses do. I'm not involved like the state government here working with DynCorp kidnapping kids or the state youth commission with the big rape rooms that came out with the judges and all the rest of them in there with the kids. I'm not involved in all that. And I looked at him and I said, this system's going to destroy you. And then he goes, no, I know, Alex, listen to the show. Well, then what have you been doing trying to ask me 20 questions and wanting to search my car for the last 15 minutes, buddy? This isn't a game. It isn't a joke. I'm so freaked out. It freaks me out to talk to cops off air over the years and to have them actually come on air now and go, yeah, most of the department knows the feds did it and we're finally getting the courage to go public and the FBI threatened to kill me and my wife. And you're just like, I mean, it's so real. Listen, cop. You know, they tell them, shut up about us in Oklahoma City or you and your wife are dead. And then they actually killed Oklahoma City cops. No one will stand up to these people. And so there's no end to what they're going to do to us. We come back, they're announcing nationwide checkpoints where they're going to grow.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365. Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
This just in. WildernessGeek.com is expanding their line of emergency survival gear to meet the coming need. WildernessGeek.com is not just an emergency survival gear supplier, but also a reliable supplier of recreational gear for fishing, boating, hunting, and camping. WildernessGeek.com specializes in assisting you in selecting the right gear for your needs. WildernessGeek.com has rose from past experienced emergency personnel that have geek-like technical abilities to understand and inform their customers of the latest up-to-date must-need items. Items include weather alert radios, two-way radios, marine electronics, tactical flashlights, emergency signaling laser flares, and a unique line of portable solar chargers. WildernessGeek.com knows from their past customers that a large percentage of rescuers are volunteers. For that, WildernessGeek.com gives discounts to all rescuers and salutes you for your services. Well, finally, some good news for the American people. WildernessGeek.com.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, so I'm ranting here. The point is, you go to the YMCA. You go to Best Buy. You go to the bank. You go to the airport. You drive down the highway. You go anywhere. There's all these petty people who are told through their corporate models, because remember, the mega corporations are owned by the big six banks on record. So are the big defense contractor companies. The whole military-industrial complex, Eisenhower warned us about. And the classical tyranny of Soviet Russia, Nazi Germany, all of it, is exactly what they're setting up today. There's no debating it. I mean, it is the bona fide deal. Like a 57 Chevy, you know what it looks like? Well, we know what tyranny looks like. You know what a duck looks like? It's yellow. It's got a beak. It's got little webbed feet. Swims around. Looks like a duck. Walks like a duck. Quacks like a duck. Gets in the river. Gets in the pond. It's a duck. You know what a pit bull looks like. You know what Hitler looks like. I mean, you know what a Saturn V rocket looks like. I mean, there it is. Let's stop playing games. And what the cowards do is they just burrow more into it. They just give into it even more. And then they act like those of us that are sane, that we got the problem. And so I want to explain something to the bank tellers. I want to explain something to the gun shop dealers, everybody else. Everybody wants to mislabel things so you think it's okay. I remember 16 years ago having a couple gun shops that had good guns and good prices on as sponsors when I was just on local radio. And they were making money hand over fist, and that's great because I believe in, you know, making money in the free market and getting implements of liberty out there to the public. And I would get experts on there and talk about how judges at the Supreme Court had ruled that Sheriff Richard Mack was right, 10th Amendment violation, Brady Bill, violated states' rights, and a bunch of other issues, that you couldn't have a five-day waiting period. And that ruling had come down to the Supreme Court, and we were having Sheriff Richard Mack on. And both the sponsors called after I had him on a few times and said, stop saying we register guns now that we've gone to the next instant check. It's cutting back on sales, plus it's not a registration. And I said to the sponsors, I said, this is a registration. Your name, and you're buying a handgun, rifle, or shotgun, and then they know that it's on file, the serial number right there, but basically how many guns you've got and your address under penalty of perjury, that is registration as a gun owner, period. And I said, I'm sorry, I cannot shut up about this. And one of the sponsors left. And then later got so harassed by the government anyways, like other gun dealers, they went into a vitamin business and did quite well. But the point is, and the other one didn't like it but understood, but then I got calls from other gun dealers saying, don't do this, it's hurting business. Hey, you're going to lose the whole business, and you're going to lose the Second Amendment. That's a lot more important than your stinking business, pal, if we don't tell the truth. I am not going to shut up for a sponsor. I'm not going to shut up for anybody. I'm willing to die for the truth. You think I'm going to sell out for some money? But see, you sell out by lying to yourselves. Oh, we don't really register people. I've been in gun shops before. And said, okay, let's get this registration process over with. Flick out my driver's license. They're like, sir, it's not a registration. I'm like, feed that line of bull to somebody else. Now I'm going to preach at you. I bet you support George Bush, don't you? He supports the assault weapons ban. This was a few years ago in McBride's. I was there buying that shotgun to recreate the Cheney shooting to prove that he shot the guy closer than what he'd said. And the guy's like, I don't like you saying that Bush supports that. I've heard you. That's not true. And the owner comes over and goes, that's actually true. And the guy's like, huh? But the point is that it's a lie. It is a registration. But that's a side issue. The central point I'm getting at here, before I go to the top stories in your calls, is that they don't, the ATF 6 months ago, and we got this first from a local gun dealer before it was even in the news, we broke it, the ATF was sending letters, and agents if needed, to local gun shops to say, you are going to report more than one rifle sale to us in writing and with a phone call, or we'll arrest you and take your license. And or both. And, of course, that was outside of law. They just tried to pass a law to do that. They couldn't pass it, so they just said, we'll just do it. We're a criminal enterprise. We'll do it. We're folks that ship drugs into the country and guns out of the country and guns to gangs around the country. That's all come out in Fast and Furious. The mainstream media only covers the upper crust, the upper part of the tip of the iceberg, one snowflake on top. And actually, mainstream media has covered the drug dealing, but it's Chicago Tribune, El Paso Times, now New York Times, I guess. I guess they have kind of covered it lately. But it's like, well, they just launder the money and run the drugs to keep track of everything. Of course, you understand. The $500 billion, they just, these agents just live in $3 million houses for no reason. I remember being in high school and going over and visiting my buddy whose dad was an FBI agent's house. It was like, you know, the fanciest area of Austin. All these rich people, saw some famous people there. And I'm like, what is this? Is your dad independently wealthy? I'm like, why are you asking those questions? The point is, this is how America runs. And if somebody gets in the way of it, like a cop in Oklahoma City, hey, why are there bombs here? You guys, we know where your daughter goes to school. We'll kill your daughter. Another cop by the water cooler, FBI walks over. We're going to kill you and your wife if you keep asking questions. We're the FBI. And everybody's afraid of them. And everybody bows down to them. That's like when the FBI showed up here one time, digging around. I couldn't help it. I mean, I was like a dog in a backyard that sees, you know, a prowler. I couldn't help it. I puffed up and walked out. I said, "What are you doing here? You work for terrorists. I'm good." And they just don't know how to deal with that. They don't know how to deal with it. I have broken the trance. I know what I'm talking about. I am not putting up with it anymore. And I know most FBI agents are investigating, you know, missing people and bank robberies. I know most of you aren't criminals. But most German soldiers weren't killing people either in death camps. I mean, most Soviets weren't bad people individually, but they followed orders that led to a greater evil. I'm going to be honest with you. It's not even shaken up. It is stone cold awake, which in a land of Looney Tune people that put up with tyranny, I guess I am stone cold crazy. Because last night I could barely eat dinner. I got home about 7:30. My wife had made me this incredible dinner, made the children wait. I sat down, started eating. And she made me this steak with mushrooms all over it, all this stuff. And I couldn't even eat it, even though it tasted great, because I was so freaked out by that incredibly credible police officer who's on record, one of the heroes of Oklahoma City, going into the building, you know, a minute after the explosion, all of it, seeing the feds, all of it. And then the FBI, two different agents come to him at the police department a week later and say, "You keep your mouth shut and don't call for an investigation or we're going to kill you and your wife." And then he goes to his lieutenant and goes to the chief and they're like, "Shut up or we'll just have you arrested as a militia person. Maybe you were part of the bombing." I mean, that's basically how America works. And then they killed Oklahoma City police and others, tortured them to death, and the police all stood down and got scared, and now 15 years later, most of the police in the department are awake and freaked out and saying, "We're scared." You're scared? I mean, I'm scared of being scared. When I get scared, I get aggressive. You understand? Because I realize there's nowhere to run, folks. There's no country the New World Order hadn't already taken over. There's nowhere to go. And at an instinctive level, when somebody's coming down on me, I get back and get ready and get back in their face. That's the only thing feels good. It's the only thing I can do. God almighty. I mean, can you imagine FBI in the hallway walking over and saying, "We're going to kill you and your wife." I mean, that's who runs this country. And of course they do. $500 billion in drug money. You think drug cartels really control that? It's on record. It's the government. Now they've moved into child grabbing. I mean, what? I mean, because 50 years ago, it was just the FBI saying La Cosa Nostra didn't exist and taking money from whores and drugs and things. But then once the organized crime starts grabbing kids to sell as sex slaves and the rest of it, how are they going to blow the whistle on it? Because the worst of the worst goes to the top and says, "Hey, you're all involved in crime now. You all took money. So now you're going to be involved in this." You see, that's the thing about evil. It's like stepping off a cliff. You just fall and fall and fall and fall. It is a bottomless pit of evil. And our whole society is just going over the edge. And then when you sit there and tell a bank manager, "You know what? I just don't like your frantic phone calls because my wife pulled some cash out because you forgot to ask her occupation. It's a private checking account. Go fill out your little federal report." "We have to know for the feds, sir. Just tell us her occupation." "I've already told you." You know, it's and then look, don't be paranoid, sir. We're not spying on you." "Oh no, you're just calling me up saying you got to fill out a federal report on me." "No, you're not spying on me." Right. Again, and the TSA going down people's pants, including babies. And again, it's all a psychological warfare deal. We'd get the videos and photos of them groping women's breasts, pulling shirts off, stripping old ladies, ripping colostomy bags off old men, taking diapers off babies, men groping small girls. But TSA said, we're not doing that last year. And then they said, "Okay, we are doing it. We're going to stop doing it to children." Never stopped. "Oh, we're not strip searching old women. We call it something else so it's different." They play these little criminal games with the public that's in a general trance. I mean, if you walked up and shot somebody in the head with a .45 and said, "I didn't shoot you in the head. I gave you a yellow bow. I gave you a pink bow for your hair. I crowned you with a little hat." It's like, "Oh, well, your brains are all over the ground. There's blood spurting out, but it's not a gunshot wound. It's a pink bow. And the cops pull up and you've blown somebody's head off and you say, I didn't blow their head off. I pink bowed. And because you say pink bowed, the cops go, pink bowed, pink bowed, pink bowed. I mean, this is the level of ridiculous, sickening mind control that I have to sit here and watch and deal with and go along with. Okay? It's only going to get worse until people wake up and repent. And by repent, I mean face what this government's become. Face how more and more you look at the cops on the news and in person and they're all wound up, crazed out of their heads. The police departments encourage them to take steroids. I mean, I saw the Fort Worth police chief was in the news saying, you know, we publicly do it. We don't care. You know, just roid raging, whacked out of their brains. And you pull up to these domestic checkpoints now and they're all crazed and wild out. Pull over there, we're going to search you. I'm like, Fourth Amendment, get over there. And they start getting their guns. And I mean, it's just crazy. It's some kind of demonic trance. And people have got to come out of it. This is all a program. Do you understand that if you really believe they're real terrorists, it's all about profiling and tracking those certain groups, old-fashioned police work? Of course, it's not about that. So, of course, I used to make the joke, well, you know, more people die a year from champagne corks. You can pull this up than even die from being struck by lightning. You can pull that number up. You know, should we have a checkpoint around a champagne cork when it's about to be popped? Because the body's pretty fragile. It hits you in the eye, can push the eye back up into the thin part of the skull, cause a subdermal hematoma. Or can hit the temple and do the same thing. And you know, should we have checkpoints all around champagne bottles? You got a better chance of dying from a champagne bottle than you do from terrorists. Bee sting, I mean, you know the drill. Go look at the numbers. Deer kill like 300 people a year last time I checked, jumping in front of them. But also a few times a year, bucks rutting and somebody's at a rest stop, it usually is, and they just go ahead and kill you. Go ahead and gore you to death. You know, 120-pound buck will kill you. You got a banned deer? You can't ban them. The idea of the government's got to keep you safe. And I've got the reports here all over the country now. They're going to, what, more than triple the number of Viper teams and their $5 billion funding. And now you're going to have, they're announcing, checkpoints randomly. You're driving down the road, small road, country road, big road, farm road, interstate highway, and you pull up and there's guys with dogs and machine guns searching your car with their eyes, with crazed looks at you and your wife, just getting off on the power trip. They go and find people, so-called men, who like to run around crazed all day like there's just enemies everywhere. I mean, look at these articles at Infowars.com. And I'm telling you, folks, I'm getting to the point where I can't handle pulling up to guys in Marine Corps drill sergeant hats and stuff yelling at me and my family. I mean, I just can't take it anymore. I mean, I know stinking, knuckle-dragging tyranny when I see it. I mean, you are the opposite of this country. You are the opposite of freedom. You are anathema to this nation. And why do you think they're getting ready for all this? Because they're going to collapse and kill the country economically. It's going to destroy the futures of all the idiots that work for the system as well. You are literally sticking your arm in a blender with it set on high. And again, because I'm upset by this and I'm conscious and I'm awake, I'm the bad guy. Because I'm offended that all over Texas, cops will ask to search your car and will go in your purse and steal your money. That's supposedly freedom. TSA responsible for 9,000 unannounced checkpoints in last year. And it's got the photo here of the people dressed up in their commando gear. In fact, show them this photo, guys. It's up on Infowars.com. It's TSA. We're just zoom in on this. The guy's got tattoos sleeved all over him, which whatever, you like tattoos, fine. But just 10 years ago, you know, this is a motorcycle gang, you know, tough guy prison deal. It's the total prison thug culture. There it is. He's got total sleeves on. He's got his sleeves rolled up in black gloves because he's ready for war. He's got his German Shepherd, and they're looking for bombs. This is all part of the mass delusion that they're actually terrorists. And it goes on to say the Viper teams under TSA did 9,000 unannounced checkpoints, including some with the Army with them. Now, here's another one. Look at them. They've got MP5 submachine guns here. Heckler and Koch. Congress to fund massive expansion of TSA checkpoints. And literally, they search your bags. They pull you out of your car, and your kids are there, and they're crying. I've seen this on the news. And the men have got weird looks on their face like they're drinking the fear of the families and the kids. Listen, it doesn't elicit fear in me. I mean, let me tell you something. It makes me want to throw up. You idiots. Look, if you want to be tough guys, go join a boxing gym or jiu-jitsu. Get in the ring with somebody who really wants... No. You want to intimidate old ladies. I get it. You are little boys, little punks. You're the type of people when you were 16 would beat up 12-year-olds. Okay? I know who you are. I know who you are. I don't like you. Do you understand that? I don't like you. But your bosses, the social engineers that play you like a fiddle, I absolutely hate your guts.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
I want to make a point here, and then we're going to your phone calls. And it's this. The public is so ignorant about where food comes from, where electricity comes from, history, the branches of government. That's how they're able to get away with this. Even the enforcers are unconscious to much of it. To say, let's stop Al-Qaeda, let's randomly go to the middle of West Virginia or the middle of Southern California and just randomly set up a checkpoint on a road like you're going to find a terrorist who's going to get somebody. And out of all these checkpoints, they haven't stopped a, quote, single terrorist. It's just made up. It's pointed at the general public. It's pointed at pickup lists of people they want to arrest to get the general public and everybody acclimated to highway checkpoints and the army running your database to then throw you in the back of an army truck and take you away. And by the way, that's now all admitted. They're preparing for cordoning cities, blockading cities, door-to-door gun confiscation. It's all public now. And you notice, all these years I told you, they're gearing up for martial law after they collapse the economy through derivatives fraud. They'll collapse Europe, then Asia, then the United States. And you see it all happening. Because it's a plan. It's a plan. It's a plan. Again, to just randomly say, well, we've got $5 billion, but now that's being massively expanded. And we're going to have 25 more Viper teams scattered across the country responsible for manning checkpoints on highways, in bus and train terminals, and sporting events, and even high school prom nights, the LA Times reports. Again, why do they have National Guard for a decade, just in even high school football games, searching people? It's to acclimate you and the military and police to accept a takeover. And now they admit, we'll kill citizens, we'll arrest citizens, we'll send the military after you, and you get the training manuals. It's about conservatives, libertarians, Ron Paul supporters, in the fetters, Alex Jones, filmmakers. I mean, they've had the army in plain clothes come out to my rallies before. We were sent the documents from patriots inside the Pentagon and published it. And in the manual it says, down in Houston, don't let Ron Paul and his rally know you're military. They may kill you. It actually says they may attack. And when you go to the Fed in Dallas and others, and that was when we were at, don't let them know you're military in plain clothes surveilling them because they may attack. I mean, imagine with a straight face, Ron Paul may attack. Okay, so, oh my God, these people said there's foreign banks running us. They're terrorists. Look, we're the real Americans that did the research. We know how to save the country. We know where we're going. We know how to turn it around. We're the good guys that say it's not good to have random federal checkpoints. It's not good to have TSA sticking their hands down your daughter's pants. It's not good to be put in radiation machines. It's not good to have asset forfeiture seizure and police taking money out of people's purses and wallets when no drugs are found. Oh, it is so crazy. Again, it totally freaked me out last night. It really hit me hard again. It really hit me hard. Hearing about all these cops I've talked to and the police I've talked to that investigated the murder of other police around Oklahoma City and FBI walking right up to cops and saying, we'll kill your daughter, we'll kill your wife, we'll kill you. I mean, witness after witness I've talked to on air and off air over the years, and it's just so real, so sick, so evil. And they're just building this giant army of thugs and scum. And I guess a lot of these people work for the system, they just like it. They know they're evil. They don't even care if their own financial future's ruined, as long as they can have some fun. And I think that's what it comes down to. We're just an evil country. A cheesy, demonic, abortion-loving country.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.